Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Now for the third ball of this over. Harry Mason's notoriously lengthy run-up seems to have got even longer. At last, here he goes. He bowls. Oh, and Neil has gone. He's caught at gully.
Oh, no!
That was a decent ball and a sharp catch.
Well, that's the second fielding triumph today for young Jamie Perks. So, one of the titans of Ambridge cricket heads sadly back to the pavilion. Hard luck, mate.
Neil, you was robbed! If you want my opinion, Iftikhar, that was a no ball. I'm telling you, the umpire needs to get down the opticians.
Tracy, can you please sit down? You're in my way.
Oh, Neil. What a shame.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes.
I'll have words with him later. I reckon he proper muffed it. What a waste, a man of his experience.
Well, this is a single wicket competition. I mean, it's hardly the Ashes.
Problem is, I take my cricket too seriously, me. Reckon if Brad and Chelsea hadn't come along, I'd have joined the Barmy Army.
I didn't realise you were so competitive.
Captain of the netball team in the juniors, wing attack.
Oh.
There are two types in this world, Iftikhar. Winners and losers. Have a guess which type I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, sadly Linda Snell has been unable to appear owing to an unexpected spike in the pollen count. We wish her well. So, please welcome young Josh Archer, who is on his way out to the crease.
Oh, getting hot, isn't it? Might have to take me cardi off.
Come on, Josh, show them what you can do.
Oh, you couldn't put some sun lotion on my back, could you? I can't reach.
Tracy, we're in Ambridge, not Ayanapa.
More's the pity.
Now, this is Josh's third year of entering the competition. Almost a veteran.
It's just this bit at the top of my halter neck, see?
Excuse me, is this Chaffrey?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can't believe how packed it is. Seems like the whole village is here.
It's great to see so much enthusiasm, especially from the youngsters.
Iftikhar, hi. Who's that? The one I just threw the ball to?
Ah, that'll be Jamie.
Jamie Perks? I thought so. Is he good?
He is. Useful bat and a decent bowler. He's got potential, that lad.
I see what you mean.
Oi, it's Rosa, isn't it?
Yeah.
See by the pavilion? I'd jog on down there if I were you. Hang out with the other kids.
I'm not a kid. I've got a job.
Of course you have, love.
So, Jamie Perks is just limbering up as he prepares to bowl his first delivery.
Did you see where I put that sun lotion?
What?
Might take this chair over the other side. Get a better view.
Yeah, help yourself.
Gotcha.
Thanks. Here you go. Bye.
Iftikhar.
We are fast approaching the semi-finals of this thrilling competition. To recap, Chris Carter, last year's winner, will play Roy Tucker, while Alistair Lloyd, captain of the Ambridge cricket team, faces young pretender Jamie Perks. We're going to take a short break now, but before we go, just want to say a big thank you to the ladies of the village for organising the barbecue and some rather magnificent refreshments. Back in five.
You get better every year.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
I'd go so far as to say that there's something of a young Brian Johnston about you.
Cheers, mate. Oh, Josh did all right, didn't he?
Yeah. I think he's learning a lot from Ifty. I'm proud of him.
I was unlucky to get drawn against Jamie. I mean, he's on fire.
I know. Do you see that Yorker?
Well, yeah, unplayable.
Yeah, he's one to watch. And some new blood might be a boost to the cricket team. Mind you, we showed Borchester old boys yesterday, I gather.
We won by 4 runs.
Well, a win's a win, Kenton.
Yeah, I suppose. Where is Josh?
Oh, he's with Ben in the barbecue area.
All right.
Apparently it's burger time. I've got my eye on them.
So what, you having a boys' day out?
Well, something like that, yeah. I wanted to spend some proper time with them. We've got a busy week ahead.
Oh, Open Farm Sunday, yeah, of course. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Pitt was showing the stewards around this morning.
Mm. God, you'll be setting up a VIP enclosure next.
Hardly. No, they're actually a load of Pip's mates from the Young Farmers. I think she's hoping that they'll help her clean the tractor.
But you've done this several times now, haven't you? That's quite an achievement.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, generating so much interest in Brookfield. You know, getting people to come along and see what you do and why you do it. Dad'd be pleased.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, he'd love it. And he'd love the fact that his grandchildren are so passionate about the farm. Dave? Dave?
Kenton, can you see Ben?
But what about the catchers?
Fielders, Rosa. Fielders.
Whose team are the bowler and batsman on then?
Nobody's. Now, I'll explain this to you. Single wicket is a knockout competition.
I don't get it.
We just watched Roy bowl Chris out, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, they was playing against each other.
Sounds a bit weird. Maybe it's the way you're explaining it.
Do you want me to draw you a diagram?
No, thanks, Mike. I don't want to have to think too hard on my day off.
Hey, cricket's a serious business, young lady. Might do you good to broaden your horizons.
Don't know what you're giving me a hard time for. Thought you'd be pleased to see me. I mean, you're getting those bottles out in half the time since I started helping out.
That is a slight exaggeration.
Hey, do you know the new cricket coach?
Oh, Ifty, yeah.
Is he here?
Yeah, over there, the other side of the pitch, an Asian fella.
The one sitting next to Tracy Horobin?
Yeah, that's him.
I heard he looked like he was in a boy band. That's the old bloke who gave me the deck chair.
Oh, if you think he's old, what does that make me?
Mike!
Something out of the Natural History Museum.
Thank you very much, Rosa.
Mike, have you seen Ben?
No, can't say I have.
He was by the bouncy castle a few minutes ago. Josh doesn't know where he is.
Are you all right, David?
Well, I've just got to find him.
What's he look like?
He's 10, he's about this tall with brown hair, he's wearing jeans and a blue T-shirt.
David, look, he'll be around somewhere. Anyway, he's among friends.
Well, I was watching him.
Well, don't worry, we can all have a look for him if you like.
Well, he turned away for a second.
Look, why don't you ask Kenton to put an announcement out?
I told Josh to stay with him.
Hey, it's okay, mate.
I think there's a kid by the entrance wearing a blue T-shirt. Is he eating an ice cream?
Oh, thank goodness.
Ben!
Hey, you're all right.
Ben, come here.
Hey, Jamie, good luck. But not too much. On this occasion, my loyalties are elsewhere.
I understand.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Rosa. She's been working for me in the dairy. Dad's a mate of mine. You know Daryl Makepeace, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you are. Roy, over here. Time for a father and son pep talk before the final battle commences.
I've enjoyed watching you play.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't been able to keep my eyes off you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, time to sit back for the final of the 2012 single wicket competition. Can we please have both players on the pitch for the toss?
I'd better go. I might see you later.
Hope so. I'll be cheering for you.
That's good to know.
Oh, and here they come.
You were supposed to stay close to your brother.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
That's not the point, Ben. Josh and I have been looking for you everywhere.
You said I could have an ice cream.
I was going to buy you one later.
But I had pocket money left. Then I saw Alex and Ollie from school.
Ben, you mustn't go off like that again.
Why?
Because I'm asking you not to, all right? Just promise you won't.
Okay.
Good lad. Come on.
Two balls left and Jamie needs 6 runs to win. Here comes Roy again. And it's short. And Jamie's got on top of that one.
Short.
Seeing as it's a special occasion, I got you prawn and mayonnaise.
Well, looks like that might be a comfortable 2 there for Jamie Perks.
Sorry, I don't eat prawns.
Are you joking me?
It's okay.
Oh, I'll go and get you something else. What do you fancy?
There's no need, honestly.
They've got cheese. Cheese never harmed anyone, did it?
I'm really not hungry.
Well, have your tea, then. 1 sugar, isn't it?
Thanks.
So, it's gone to the wire. Roy's getting ready to bowl the final ball. Jamie needs 4 to win.
Here you are, Iftikhar.
Oh, and it's short again.
Ouch! Oh. Ow!
And Jamie's got hold of that.
Butterfingers.
Oh, what a shot.
I am so sorry. The cup slipped out of my hand. I've burned you, I think.
And the boy wonder has done it. 4 runs.
I don't believe it.
We have a champion,
ladies and gentlemen. It was an accident. I'll go and ask Susan for some kitchen towel.
No, please, don't.
Well, what a thrilling final it's been.
Where where are you
well
going?
Well done, Jamie. On
seeing as I missed the final ball, I want to make sure I get to watch the presentation.
Oh, wait a second. I'll get my stuff.
No. Tracy, I'd like to go along. Talk to the players, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, that pretty much wraps everything up for today. Just remains for me to say thanks to you all for coming and see you next year.
Jamie, you're incredible.
Cheers. It hasn't quite sunk in yet.
Oh, wait, come on then. Show us a trophy. Oh, congratulations, mate. No. Well, you looked as if you were really in the zone out there. Nothing and nobody was going to stop you.
So, what are you up to over the summer?
Nothing much. I've just finished my AS levels.
Cool.
I do the odd shift at the boat and washing up. I'm trying to save up for driving lessons.
Yeah. Wait. You're looking for work.
I am, yeah.
How you could come and help me bottle up at the dairy?
Thanks for your input, Rosa. One employee at the dairy is quite enough. But I could do with a hand clearing and logging the timber I felled last winter on the estate.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Hmm, yeah. Right, look, I'd better find my son. Reckon he deserves a pint after the drubbing you give him.
See you tomorrow, Mike.
Bye-bye.
So, now we're working for the same boss.
Looks like it.
He can be a bit gruff, but he's a big softy, really.
I'll take your word for it. Oh, hey, FD.
Jamie, let me shake your hand.
Okay.
Of course, we're expecting big things from you now. Alistair will be pleased.
Thanks.
Good man. See you at training. Oh,
definitely.
Did he have a wet patch on his trousers?
I didn't like to say, but yeah, I think he did.
Josh, make sure you both go straight home and don't let Ben ride over the fields.
Whew, you're turning into quite the patriarch.
No, it's just that Ruth's expecting us.
Well, come on, Dave, when I was Josh's age, I'm sure I spent an entire summer up Lakey Hill without anyone noticing. I mean, Mum and Dad never had any idea where we were.
Yeah, well, that was then, I suppose.
Well, been a pretty successful day all round, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess it's over to you guys next week for Open Farm Sunday.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good luck. I know how much work you will have to put in to make it happen. Just remember, I have set a very high standard.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm sure we can find a way to top that.
Mum, there's blood everywhere.
It's all right, Ben. You were having a bad dream. I'm here now. It's okay. It's over.
It was horrible.
Nothing else bad is going to happen.
Mum, do you promise?
I couldn't decide which range, so I thought I'd go for the ultimate male spa collection. Oh. You get a soupçon of everything.
Yes, I can see.
Now, this one's lovely, darling. Amber and musk bubble bath. Go on, have a sniff.
Oh, Lillian, you shouldn't have.
Of course I should, darling. I mean, if there was ever a time, you need to be relaxing.
Oh, thanks.
Especially now you're back at work.
Well, I'm only doing a few hours a day.
Well, I think keeping busy is a fabulous tonic. Must be good to get stuck in again.
It's pretty light stuff, to be honest. The pickers have arrived, so they need looking after, and I've been keeping an eye on the strawberries. Mark Winford's still dealing with the deer, and he's around till the end of the week.
Mm. You seem rather tired, Adam.
Oh, maybe a bit.
Well, you open that bubble bath and make sure you have a nice long soak tonight.
OK.
More coffee, darling.
Oh, please.
I'll get lunch on in a minute.
You really don't have to.
I want to. Oh, by the way, your mum mentioned there was a bit of a hoo-ha when you were at the farmer's market.
It wasn't that bad.
She seemed a bit shaken, quite nervous about doing the next one.
Really?
Yes. Sounds like Hattie Marshall and her anti-factory farming mob had you under siege.
Well, a few of them were giving out leaflets, but actually, we had a good chat.
Oh, did you? Mm. Well, I know it can't have been pleasant, but my sister does have a tendency to over-dramatise. She was going on about a boycott, made it sound like economic sanctions.
Oh, I don't think so. Hattie and her friends did appear to listen to the points I was making.
Mm, I'm sure. Anyway, you know what these professional protester types are like. The Hatties of this world will soon find something else to get worked up about. Besides, a couple of people with a handful of leaflets, well, it's hardly the poll tax riots, is it?
Didn't realise how low we were running on disinfectant wipes and disposable gloves. This is what happens when you take your eye off the ball. Oh, and I picked up some tape so we can make a cordon. You having an early lunch?
No, I was just clearing a few things up.
All right. Did you manage to weigh any lambs?
Not yet, no.
Ruth, I know Ben was upset this morning and I wish... But he'll get through this. We'll make sure of it. Ruth?
The police were here.
What? Why? What happened?
They want you to check the cameras and the security arrangements.
Oh, what, for Sunday? Well, that's good, isn't it?
And the school phoned. I had to go over to Borchester to pick up Josh.
Is he all right?
A headache. He's up in his room now.
It's not like him to miss football.
I think there's more to it, David. Josh saw the police this morning.
Oh, what?
They were driving in on his way to school. So as soon as he got in the car, he wanted to know what they were doing. I had to tell him.
Everything? I see. How did he react?
I think he's still taking it all in. I made him promise not to say anything to Ben. I don't want him any more distressed than he already is.
Mm, of course not.
Ben is having nightmares. Horrible nightmares. And now Josh is frightened about what might happen next. What about everyone else on the farm? Bert and Frieda, Ed and Emma. I mean, they've got a baby. They're at risk too. And the police said again, they don't think we should go ahead on Sunday.
Yeah, well, they're bound to say that. Look, we've been through this already. You and I are committed.
It's different now.
No, listen to me.
No, David. You listen. Please. The police are right about Sunday. I think we need to pull out.
I see you've sanded all the doors down here.
Yeah, and a couple of the bedroom doors as well.
Hey, watch it, Darryl. Work any faster and the job will come in early. You don't want to do yourself out of a week's wages.
Of course not. Hey, but I'm not one to sit around.
Yeah, I can tell. You know, these are shaping up to be a couple of the best houses Amside has ever done.
Oh, glad to hear it.
Oh, hey. Hey, and what about this staircase, eh?
I only started it yesterday. There's still loads to do.
No, it's beautiful. Oh. Beautiful.
Yeah, well, I did wood turning as an apprenticeship. I actually worked on quite a few banisters in stately homes. And the old boy that taught me, well, he was one of the best in the business.
Yeah, it shows. Shows. The precision here is unbelievable. Ah, good job, son.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
You take a deal of pride in your work, don't you?
I like to think so.
Well, seeing as everything looks hunky-dory, I reckon I'll be off. Oh, actually, can I ask you a favour?
Sure.
There's some skirting. The office has come a bit loose. The guy I normally use is in the Seychelles with his missus. I'm obviously paying him too much, aren't I? I was wondering if you might be able to take a look.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll pass by on the way home.
You sure it's no bother? I mean, the wife won't have dinner on the table or nothing.
No, it's fine. I'm happy to help.
See, that's what I like to hear.
Now, can I get you anything else?
Oh, no, thanks, Lillian.
Are you all right, darling? You seem a bit out of sorts.
Sorry. Lunch was delicious.
Now, did you like the chorizo, flown in specially from Valencia?
Don't think I've tasted better.
Well, I may not have Ian's culinary skills, but I do have a tap at Underwood's Food Hall. Now, make sure you leave room for pudding, Adam. Chocolate fondant, all right?
Oh, I won't be able to move.
Nice pot of coffee will get us both going. I'll have to head off soon. I'm supposed to meet Matt later in the ball.
You're living the life, aren't you?
I do my best, darling.
Well, at least let me make the coffee.
Don't you dare.
Oh, today's been lovely. There's nothing better than being spoiled by my favourite aunt.
But?
Oh, no buts.
Well, you don't seem too happy about it.
I am. I'm very grateful.
What's up?
Nothing.
Poppycock.
Really, Lillian, I'm recovering. Ian and you and everyone else can't seem to do enough. What have I got to complain about?
I can always tell when something's not right.
Oh, I don't know. It's just the protest.
Hattie Misery Marshall.
Well, they make some good points, Lillian. Most of what they say about the dairy I agree with, but I'm implicated by association. I wish I could have done something to stop it. I should have done more, found a way.
Oh, how, darling, you did your best. Look, forget about the dairy. You just have to lump it and concentrate on getting back on your feet.
I sometimes wonder if there's any point. I mean, the dare is only the start. Who knows what Brian and Debbie are planning next?
So you're going to give up?
No, I didn't say that.
Honestly, the pickers are here. For some of them, it's their first time away from home. You're going to sit there and feel sorry for yourself, or be the great boss you are and get out there and look after them?
Actually, I'm organising their welcome barbecue this Thursday. I guess that's something to look forward to.
Fabulous. Now, there's nothing like a party to blow away the cobwebs. You get stuck into the arrangements and go and let your hair down, darling. It sounds like that's exactly what you need to get your mojo back.
That's lovely, darling. There you go, Darrell. One pint of very well-deserved lager.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
You're very good, Elf.
Cheers.
You sorted out that skirting ball, PDQ.
It was a straightforward job.
See, that's what I like about you. You keep it all simple. A lot of people can't help looking for the complications even when there aren't any.
Well, I don't get the point of that. Makes life harder for everyone.
You're a man after my own heart, you are. And for that reason, I'd like to give you this.
Oh, Matt, look, there's no need.
No, I insist. Call it a mark of my appreciation.
I can't take that, really.
Now, come on, I put you out, and you did me a favour.
It was no trouble. Honestly, I didn't expect to be paid.
Hey, who said anything about being paid? Call it a small cash bonus.
But it's too much.
You let me be the judge of that, all right? Go on, take it, please. You deserve it.
Okay. And thank you very much.
Treat yourself. Or better still, treat that lovely wife of yours. Just remember, where women are concerned, I was useful to keep them sweet.
How do you mean?
Well, if my memory serves me right, she's a bit of a stickler for officialdom.
Well, she is pleased that I'm on your books.
Which is why it might be worth keeping my little mark of appreciation to yourself. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course. No problem.
Good man.
Hello, boys. Yeah.
All right, Puss.
All right, Lillian.
So, what are you two plotting?
Oh, nothing very interesting.
Oh, that's a shame.
Daryl's updating me on the renovation. You should see what he can do with the banister.
It's nothing special.
Really? I love a man who's good with his hands.
Hey. What can I get you, Puss?
A large white wine, please, Tag.
Daryl?
I'm still good with this one, thanks, Matt.
What about a whiskey chaser? Go on.
Oh, go on, you've twisted me arm.
I'll come and give you a hand in a minute if you like.
No, I can manage. I'm just getting the last bit off now.
Well, the yard's looking pristine. And I see you've selected the lambs.
Yeah, there were about half a dozen. The guys from the abattoir said they'd pick them up in the morning.
Okay. Well, I brought the last bales in. Is Ben back yet?
I'm just going to pick him up from the school bus.
Ruth, wait.
What is it?
Look, I don't want you to think that I'm taking what Ben's gone through or what Josh is feeling lightly.
Good.
And I don't want the children to be affected by this any more than you do.
But you still want to go ahead on Sunday.
If we don't, what message are we giving them?
That it's better to be safe than sorry.
That it's okay to be threatened? That what you believe in counts for nothing? And what about the community? What are people going to think if we just shut it down?
I don't know, David. I really don't. I'm not saying that pulling out is the right thing to do, but I can't bear seeing the boys like this.
Well, it's not easy for me either. Look, love, I don't have all the answers. But one thing I am sure of is that I want my children to grow up knowing that their parents aren't scared of standing up to bullies.
Hello, you.
Feel better?
Yeah, exactly what I needed.
Tough day.
Just a bit long. Someone brought in a four-year-old with collapsed heels. Had to make a pair of wide-web shoes up from bar. Took most of the afternoon. And it gets pretty hot in the forge.
I know it does. Remember, I like you all sweaty.
Alice.
What?
I haven't had my dinner yet.
Oh, I must be more appealing than a plate of pasta.
Of course you are. But not as calorific.
Okay.
I was thinking we could maybe have a takeaway and then an early night.
Well, I'd love to, but Amy's coming round. Well, anyway, I thought you were helping Ifty out.
I was, but I swapped it with Will so that you and me could spend some time together.
Oh, sorry, Chris, but I think she wants to talk.
What's there to talk about?
Oh, she's a bit early. Better go.
Great.
Oh, Chris, you do understand why, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, thanks.
Suppose I might as well get my cricket gear together.
We'll spend tomorrow evening together. I promise.
Okay.
Bless you. Do you need a tissue, Linda?
Oh, very glad. Thank you, Mr. Carr. I normally carry a large wad in my bag, but I just about run out. Getting her a box a day at the moment. I've had hay fever since I was a child.
Quite a few of my class are suffering as well.
Really, I've never known it be so vehement. Robert's even considering installing an air purifier at Ambridge Hall.
My lot are sitting in their exams popping antihistamines like they were Smarties.
Oh, dear. Well, I prefer a more natural preventative remedy. I'm actually on my way to see Jill. She makes local honey, you know, and they say a spoonful a day keeps the pollen away.
Really?
I do hope it works. I loathe being indoors all the time.
I know what you mean.
Besides, I'm looking forward to Open Farm Sunday. It's back at Brookfield this year, which is wonderful. Are you coming?
No, I've got a cricket match.
You all right, Iftikhar? You suddenly look rather wan.
Yeah, I'm fine. Nothing important.
Hello, Ifty.
Oh, all right, Will.
Haven't seen you for ages, Linda.
No, it has been a while since I've seen you in the flesh. I mean, actually seen you.
Yeah. So how are you keeping?
Fine. Better be off. Jill's expecting me anon. Oh, you're certainly in demand, aren't you?
Something like that. Hope you feel better.
Bye. Linda, all right?
Hay fever.
Right.
Oh, thanks for volunteering to help out with the youngsters.
Ah, my pleasure.
They're a good bunch. Loads of energy and a couple are very promising.
Saw that at the single wicket. They did you proud.
Certainly did.
Oh, I nearly forgot. I saw Tracy Orobin earlier. Did she manage to get hold of you?
You okay to bat?
Sure.
Don't worry, I'll be gentle with you. I'll go and get the girls started. Be back in a minute.
Jamie!
Rosa, hi.
You remembered my name?
Of course. How are you?
All the better for seeing you.
Hey, I had my first day with Mike today.
How did it go?
Certainly beats washing up in a bottle.
Clearing timber.
It was really, I don't know, satisfying. Mike's arranged me to go on a one-day basic chainsaw course. So I'm hoping I'll have work for most of the summer, and maybe even after that. Great, eh?
He obviously likes you.
Josh, you pair it with Daniel.
Are you going to play?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on, it's good fun.
I prefer watching. Get a better view that way.
Oh, okay.
That's more like it, Josh. Much better.
Another ball here, mate.
Oh, cheers. So what happened to your romantic night in?
It's been postponed till tomorrow, I hope. Thanks anyway. You know you could have stayed at home.
No problem. I fancy getting out.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, don't tell me there's trouble in paradise.
Of course not. But Alice has got a lot on her plate right now.
Oh, they do love all that multitasking, don't they? Nick's terrible. Takes far too much on, and then she gets run down. I have to keep an eye on her.
Right.
Shot! Well done.
Ifty's getting this lot into shape, isn't he?
He's quite impressive. Hey, I think I can see a couple of balls right over there. I'll race you.
Okay. Who managed to hit the ball this far anyway?
Jamie.
Not if you're bowling.
Yeah.
Well, that must have hurt.
Oh, I'm pleased he's doing well. Besides, he's had the benefit of Ifty's coaching, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we'd had someone like him training us when we were kids, I might be playing for the county now.
Yeah, he's a coach, not a miracle worker. Well, look.
Oh, right, yeah.
Auntie Tracy.
I'm assuming she wants to watch the cricket.
Here you go. The perfect summer pick-me-up with extra cucumber and mint.
Ooh, thanks, Alice. Mm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. Oh, it's a shame upstairs isn't open. Be great to listen to some music. You know you and me should go out dancing soon.
Have you noticed how this place is full of couples tonight?
Oh, don't be silly. Look, Jim's over there at the bar. And isn't that Gary Horobin?
Is that supposed to make me feel better? I miss being part of a couple.
Well, there are plenty of couples out there who miss the single life.
You don't.
No, but...
I'm talking about, you know, the everyday boring normality of being in a relationship. You know, there was one time that me and Carl were having breakfast in the cafe around the corner from his flat, and it wasn't a special day or anything. We just sat together chatting about nothing in particular. He got the papers and... Yeah, I remember thinking... I didn't need anyone or anything else. It was just... It's just perfect.
Amy, I can understand that's how it felt.
It wasn't how it felt, Alice. It was how it was.
However good the memories are, the truth is, Carl cheated on his wife. And he got found out.
Well, that's your interpretation.
Sorry, I don't follow.
I mean, what if it's not his kid? You know, what if they were having problems and they were in the middle of splitting up anyway?
Amy, I'm not saying this to hurt you. I'm really not. But Carl split up with you. He's chosen her.
No one seems to understand.
I'm trying to. Why do you think I'm here? I want to help you to get over him.
How can I when I don't have all the facts?
You having a break?
Yeah, it's the girls' turn now.
You're getting pretty good at this, aren't you?
I don't know. I'm just enjoying myself.
I reckon you've had a pretty good week. Winning on Sunday, getting the job with Mike, and, of course, meeting me.
It's been great.
Jamie, see that girl over there, holding the bat?
Oh, yeah.
Why is she giving me evils?
That's Natalie. She's, my girlfriend.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't blame her. If you were with me, I wouldn't like you hanging out with another girl. Still, there's no harm in talking, is there?
No, there's no harm.
Okay, break's over. Jamie, you have a go at bowling at Chris.
Sure.
Ifty?
Yeah.
Over there. I think Tracy might be trying to get your attention.
Let's just get on with the cricket, shall we?
Do you fancy another drink?
No, thanks.
Hey, I was thinking we could check out the cinema this weekend. See a rom-com?
I don't think I'm in the mood.
Well, how about a summer blockbuster then? An action film? Something that's a real assault on the senses?
Oh, please.
It might help to do something different. Just for a few hours. You take your mind off him.
It's not that simple. I mean, how would you feel if this happened to you and Chris?
Well... That's hardly likely. Chris and I are married and we're in a completely different situation.
You can't be sure.
We're solid.
Well, that's what I thought about me and Carl.
Amy, what is it going to take for you to accept that Carl is a player?
Maybe I'll only really believe it if he tells me himself.
So, can I tempt you back next week?
Sure. I enjoyed it. You were right about their energy. It's infectious. I feel like a kid again.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, good evening, Iftikhar. Chris?
How's the honey working out?
Well, we'll have to see. Sadly, it's not a quick fix.
I'll go and see if the girls want a drink.
Oh, she is persistent, whoever she is.
How do you know it's a she?
Oh,
well-educated guess. Am I right?
Persistent is one word for it.
Aye.
Will, what are you having?
Quite a bitter, please, mate.
Linda?
No, thank you. Robert's got a glass of Rioja and a bag of pistachios waiting for me.
Pint of bitter and an orange juice.
Any luck spotting the beast? I've been keeping a lookout, but nothing so far.
Not that I'm aware, as yet.
I'm sure you'll see something interesting, sooner or later.
Yes, well, the cameras do suggest that wild animals are out there.
Really?
But they're not quite what I expected.
Right.
Yes, it's amazing what goes on in the woods after dark. Mother Nature's quite a draw, you know, for all sorts of strange bodies.
Oh! I think I'll just get my pipe.
Jamie?
Casanova Perks.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Well, he's obviously doing something, right? I mean, he and Rosa were only talking, but I wouldn't like to be in his shoes when Natalie gets hold of him.
Excuse me.
Amy?
I'm just going to the loo.
She's not exactly a bundle of laughs, is she?
Well, maybe a love triangle isn't the best topic of conversation.
Oh, right. Sorry.
She's in a bad way, Chris.
Broken heart?
Shattered.
It'll take time, that's all.
Well, hopefully she'll feel better tomorrow. I'll see if she wants to go out for a walk after work or something.
But we were gonna...
Of course. Although you and me can see each other anytime.
That's not the point.
Oh, Chris, come on.
No, you can't keep dropping everything just because Amy's feeling a bit down.
Well, it's more than that. She needs me.
What about what you need?
She can't cope on her own.
She's gonna have to sometime.
I thought you understood.
Well, I've had enough.
Chris?
No, Alice, this is Amy's mess, not yours, so just back off.
Have you seen my keys, Ben?
No, sorry.
What are you doing?
Practicing this move Alex showed me.
Well, can't you do it outside?
He said it's better if you do it in a small space. Oh, and I need my football kit for tomorrow.
I've already done it.
Thanks, Mum. Watch this. How cool is that?
Very. And it's nice to see you smiling.
Hey, look. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
What did you say before?
Nothing. I'm just glad you slept well last night.
What's for tea?
I've got to go out, so your dad will rustle something up.
You mean we're having sandwiches?
Well, he's only gone round to see Ed. If he gets back in the next few minutes, you can help him cook something.
Where are you going?
I've got a meeting about Orton Farm Sunday.
Mum?
Yeah?
Are you and Dad okay?
Yeah, of course we are. We're just trying to get organised for the weekend. Remember, you and Josh are setting up the pens later on.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, skateboard outside now.
I'm going.
And remember, Eddie's bringing the cows round in a minute, so don't get in his way.
All right, Mum.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
How's last night?
What do you mean?
I thought you went out.
Yeah, it was only to meet Alice.
Oh. We were watching a film that you might enjoy. I'll leave it by the telly for you. So, it was a good evening, was it?
Oh, Dad, we went to the Bull, not to see Lady Gaga. There's nothing special.
Well, I'm glad you got your friends to lean on.
Can you pass me the coffee, please?
Oh, there you go. Look, love, Usha's got a meeting after work, and so she won't be back till late. I'm making a curry. I thought maybe you and me could...
I'm not really hungry, Dad, thanks.
Well, you might be in a while. I mean, we don't have to eat right now.
Actually, I think I might go out.
Well, you're not doing a late shift, are you?
No, I'm just busy.
You know, I can't remember the last time we all sat down and had a meal together.
What does that matter?
Well, because it does.
What?
Amy, this atmosphere, it's not good for anyone.
It's not that big a deal, is it?
Well, it is to me. I don't like seeing you or Usha unhappy. And I appreciate it's not been an easy time for you. I know you're upset and angry, but she is not a bad person. She would never intentionally hurt you. You can't let this situation destroy our family life. must be able to sort things out. Why don't we arrange a time when you can sit down and talk?
No! I don't want to. I can't.
Not Amy.
What is there to say, anyway? Usha lied to me. And she thinks I go out with married men. The truth is, that relationship was... It meant something to me, Dad.
I know it did, love. Come here.
Oh, no. I've got to go.
Go where? Amy, what about your coffee?
Ruth?
Usha.
I thought it was you.
Shouldn't you be at the office?
The duty solicitor's ill. I'm covering. Is everything okay?
Yeah. I had an appointment.
You haven't brought Linda's monster into custody, have you?
I wish it was something that daft. We needed to talk through some issues about opening on Sunday.
But here, the police station. I don't understand.
I think we might need one of our coffees again. Have you got time?
Hi, this is Amy. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Hi, it's Alice. I've just finished and I'm heading home. I wanted to check how you were after last night. You seemed a bit out of sorts. You will talk to me, won't you? I mean, before you do anything. Well, anyway, I'll be at home later. Lots of love. Bye. And while I was asking them about monitoring the cameras, they gave me an updated list of safety precautions they want us to put in place.
Why didn't you let me know?
We just felt we should try and deal with it ourselves.
But it's absolutely horrific. I mean, with the kids around, it doesn't bear thinking about. I wish you'd talk to me, Ruth.
What could you have done?
Oh, I don't know. Offered support, a shoulder to cry on. And when I think of the fear and worry you've been through...
Well, the last couple of days have been easier. Ben's not had any more nightmares. And he's been... I don't know. I feel like I've got me boy back. David's spoken to Ed and Bert. But we just didn't want anyone to know. Oh, sure, you won't say anything, will you?
You don't have to ask me that.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm a bit... all over the place. Anyway, at least Ed and Bert will tell us if they notice anything out of the ordinary. And the police have promised to step up patrols, well, till Sunday.
So you're definitely going ahead?
Yeah. We talked, and I'm sure it's the right thing to do. Anyway, given the amount of stewards and visitors that are going to be on the farm, I can't imagine these guys will try anything.
Oh, good for you, sticking two fingers up at bullies. They're cowards, nothing more.
I know.
Do you fancy another?
Oh, no, thanks. It's been so nice to just sit here for a bit. And it's such a relief to talk to someone about what's happening. Keeping it a secret's giving them more power somehow.
Well, I think you're both incredibly brave.
Oh, I'm not brave, Usha. Quite the opposite. If I'm honest, a big part of me wants David to pull out.
To not testify? He can't do that.
Well, why not?
Oh, I mean, well, you've come this far, haven't you? What kind of world will Josh and Ben grow up in if people like David don't do the right thing?
Who's going to protect me kids, Usha?
Well, the police are working on the case. David helps them get the results they need. If he backs off now, the men who attacked Adam, well, who knows what they'll do next time?
My head tells me you're right. But where me kids are concerned, it really doesn't matter.
You'll come out of this stronger, Ruth. You, David, and the children, I know it.
I'm not sure. Mind you, Josh has started keeping an eye on Ben. He went with him to the village shop yesterday.
Oh, good for him. Oh, I don't know if this will cheer you up, and you probably won't be in the mood, but it's my 50th on Sunday.
Oh, of course! Half a century, quite a landmark.
Alan's arranging a party at the Bull upstairs a week on Friday, so if you and David fancy a night out...
We'd love to come.
It'd be nice to have something positive to look forward to. I feel like I've been living in this weird bubble.
Not surprising. Oh, gosh, look at the time. I better go. Partner's meeting.
Well, let me get this.
No, I insist.
Oh, thanks so much, Usha. You know, I feel terrible. I haven't even asked how you are.
Where to start?
Oh, sounds ominous.
But apparently, someone once described stepchildren as being like in-laws who you have to love, but who actually hate you.
That bad, eh?
I'm afraid so.
Come on, pick up.
Pick up.
Hi, this is Amy. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
It's me again, love. Call me. Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm so late. When I looked at the agenda, I thought I'd be home before 9, but I'd forgotten about any other business. Vince spent about half an hour justifying his annual leave entitlement.
Yeah, these things happen, yeah.
Have you eaten?
I didn't feel like it.
You okay?
No, not really, love.
What's the matter?
Oh, 3 guesses.
What do you mean?
I saw her earlier. She wasn't in a good way.
Did you argue?
No, she wasn't angry. I was trying to talk to her, but she wouldn't engage. And then she just went.
You don't know where?
No. A couple of hours later, the hospital rang the landline. They wanted to swap shifts tomorrow. Said they'd been phoning her all day and they hadn't been able to get in touch. She hadn't returned their calls.
Oh, no.
I've got to get hold of her. I need to tell her. I mean, she'll want to know about her shift, won't she?
It's okay, Alan.
What is it?
Well, Alice might know where she is. I mean, she's probably with her.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Look, let me.
Oh, I should have thought of that before.
Here.
Oh, thanks, love.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Alice. It's Alan.
Oh, hi.
I'm sorry to call so late.
No, no worries.
Is Amy with you?
No. Well, I haven't heard from her since yesterday. Is everything all right?
I don't know. She left here earlier. She did seem quite troubled.
I see.
And she's not answering her phone.
Oh.
Have you got any idea where she might be?
Listen, Alan, I'll try and get hold of her and I'll call you straight back, okay?
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate your help, love.
No, it's no problem. I'll ring you as soon as I can.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I just want a home.
I know. Oh, come here.
Hello?
Oh. Thank God. Are you okay? Everyone's really worried.
Why?
Where are you? Oh, Amy, don't. It's not worth it.
I went to that cafe I told you about. It was half empty. It must be closed now.
Are you still in Felpersham?
Yeah.
Tell me exactly where you are and I'll come and get you.
I'm outside his flat.
Okay. I need the address.
He hasn't shown up.
Amy.
I've been here since 6 o'clock.
I'll bring you back here and you can stay with me tonight. I'll make sure Alan and Usha know you're all right.
But where is he, Alice? Why isn't Carl here?
Oh,
being here, it's brought it all back.
Oh, it was bound to.
I can't let him go. I just can't.
Okay, yeah, I will. Thanks, bye.
Susan?
Oh, you just missed Alistair.
Oh, never mind him. I've got news.
Oh, look, watch your boots on the floor, Nick. Oh, get some newspaper.
Linda's monster.
What?
I've seen it.
Oh, you haven't.
Yes, yeah, it's a wild boar. A proper beast. A beast of Ambridge, huh?
You mean it's real?
Yeah, I'll say. Massive it is. Body's dark grey. face is speckled white and it's got tusks.
Tusks? Are you sure it was definitely a boar?
Yes, of course I am. I do know what a boar looks like.
Well, where was it?
Well, I was driving past Nightingale Farm and I saw this thing moving in my wing mirror. So I parked and got out and there he was, standing outside the house, bold as brass. Looked me straight in the eye and then he ran off towards the gardens.
Oh, Neil, this... Well, this is a scoop.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, you've solved the mystery of the monster. What a stroke of luck.
I might not be so lucky for my pigs. I'll have to make extra sure they're penned in properly tonight. Don't want to risk any crossbreeding. Is lunch ready? I'm starving.
Oh, yeah, the casserole's heated up, but the potatoes are still boiling. I have to get back before one, so if you could check them in 10 minutes.
Well, I need to feed the hens soon.
I put them on as soon as I got in, Neil. I can't work miracles in 60 minutes.
What did Alistair want?
Oh, he didn't say. Apparently he wants to speak to you personally. Said he'd try again. It must be something to do with the cricket team.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, you know what came into my head. I'm not sure if I should say it out loud.
Then don't.
I mean, what if Alistair's planning to resign as captain and he wants to ask you to take over?
That's not very likely.
Well, you never know. You are the elder statesman of the squad, as it were.
You're letting your imagination run away with you. Have a look at those potatoes for me, will you?
No, 5 minutes more at least. Oh, have one of these while you're waiting.
What are they?
Those fancy donuts from America.
Thanks.
Shouldn't be there. Keith brought a box over for Brad and Chelsea when he was visiting Dad the other day. Tracy reckons the sugar makes the kids even more hyper than usual.
Wouldn't have thought that was possible.
Anyway, she gave me what was left in the box. Oh, look at the time. I'll have to start making a move. I'm surprised she's even noticed Brad and Chelsea this past week. I mean, she's obviously got other things on her mind. Chasing after that Iftika.
Now, don't be jumping to conclusions, Susan.
She was stuck to him like glue at the single wicket. And then Christopher says she turned up at training. Can you imagine?
No.
I can do without her making a spectacle of herself.
Hadn't you better get back to the shop, love?
Oh, goodness, yeah. Oh, you'll have to get that, Neil.
All right.
I'll see you tonight.
Hello. Alistair, sorry I missed you.
How's it going? Could do with another box of red, and Mum might have to make some more of this punch. The pickers can't seem to get enough.
Yeah, have you tried it?
No, I've learned my lesson over the years.
I've tasted weaker absinthe.
Well, she does call it the devil in disguise.
You ready for a break?
I'm fine, Ian. I see Brian's taking charge of the barbecue.
Yeah, apparently, your mum bought him a pair of tongs, specially. He's like a boy with a brand new train set.
Oh, not again. Pass me those serviettes, would you?
Here. Why don't you let me take them?
I can manage.
Adam, your hand...
It's nothing.
You're shaking.
Will you stop fussing?
It's all right, I'll get a dustpan.
I broke it, I'll clear it up.
I'm trying to help.
Then let me do it on my own.
Okay.
Just this bottle of water, please.
You okay, Usha? You look tired.
Well, I suppose I am a bit. I had a work meeting last night and I'm on my way to another one now. Oh, almost forgot. I said I'd bring the biscuits.
Oh, they're at the back.
Sorry, Susan. It must be past your closing time.
Oh, huh? Don't worry about it.
All right. How much is that, please?
$1.45.
Thanks.
Alan hasn't been in for a few days.
Is he? Oh, the same, busy as ever.
And I can't remember the last time I saw Amy.
Well, she works shifts, you know what it's like.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's this, the chill out zone?
Just taking a bit of time out.
Adam.
It's been a long day. Look, about before.
I forget it. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. Can't believe what a lightweight I've become. Going back at, what, 7, is it?
It's 7:15.
Pathetic.
Well, you have been working all day.
Come on in. I've been sitting down, giving out instructions. You've done the running around.
Ah, don't mind. You know that.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, considering this is your first full day back, I think you've done well.
You don't have to patronise me.
I wasn't.
This is my event. I'm supposed to be in charge, and I can't even pour a few drinks properly.
You're right. Actually, I'm surprised you haven't trampled over your own strawberries.
I'm sorry.
Adam, I know it's difficult and you're frustrated, but the fact is, you can't fast-forward this bit.
I suppose not. I just want things to be like they were.
You will get there, Adam.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone who came into the shop was very impressed. Mm-hmm. Clary even thinks the Echo might be interested.
Oh. Mm. I doubt it.
Well, you want any more?
No, thanks, no.
Well, it's a moment in history.
You've lost me, Susan.
Well, the moment the monster was identified by you. Shall I take your plate?
Oh, yeah, please. Well, it's not as though we haven't seen one before round here.
You seem a bit quiet tonight.
Do I?
You all right?
Yeah, of course I am. Probably a bit tired, that's all.
Well, it's been a big day, hasn't it? You're probably overwhelmed by the excitement. Oh, did Alistair manage to get hold of you?
Yes, he did.
So what did he want?
Oh, we were having a chat about the cricket team. You know, there are quite a few youngsters coming through. I mean, Jamie's turning into a proper little star and Daniel's not far behind.
Oh, so he's asking for your advice.
No, not exactly.
Neil?
Oh, the thing is, Alistair's decided to drop me.
What?
I've lost my place in the team, Susan.
Hello, Amy. Is your dad back yet?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, I'll take these empty mugs into the kitchen, shall I? Are you planning on washing up this mess?
I'm trying to read.
Have you been sat on the sofa all day?
It's none of your business.
Well, it is my business when I come home after a long day to find the place looking like a pigsty.
Don't exaggerate.
Look, if you don't want to talk to me, fine, but we have to share this space and I expect you to clear up after yourself.
What's the point? You end up rearranging it all anyway.
What?
Because you're a control freak. You run this house, you try and run my dad.
How dare you?
The thing is, you can't run me.
But I am sick of your rudeness.
I don't care.
They still need players with experience. I mean, there must be room for someone of your stature.
Not at the moment. He did say it's only for a few games, but, well, we'll see.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Neil.
I suppose I'll have to face the fact that I'm not as quick as I was, not as sharp. And I probably won't be again.
Oh, you're just having a bad spell.
No, Susan, truth is, the glory days, well, they're in the past.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
It is a bit of a shock.
Oh, of course.
I know I've not been playing well. Actually, Ifty gave me a few tips at the last net.
Oh, did he now?
It was a real struggle to change my game. Too set in my ways. I've got into some bad habits.
Is anyone else being dropped?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, so why are you being picked on?
I'm not being picked on. I'll have to try harder at the next net.
Oh, are you ready for some apple crumble?
Oh, yes, please.
I'll bet you that Iftika's at the bottom of this.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's obvious, isn't it? He wants his favourites in the side. So he's had a word with Alistair and just happened to point out that you've had a few bad games.
Top. Oh,
there
you go. Custard?
There you go.
Thank you.
The team was doing fine before he turned up.
Well, that's not strictly true.
He barged in like a bull in a china shop.
Now, don't blow it up out of all proportion. Of course, I'm disappointed, but
Well, this isn't Ifty's fault.
And he's been leading our Tracy a merry dance.
I thought you said she was chasing him.
Oh, six of one, Neil. Either way, you mark my words. This Iftika's bad news. I can feel it.
Sulk over.
Not interested in talking to you.
Then try listening for a change. I'm not going to put up with this anymore, Amy. You've been getting at me, attacking me, for no reason.
Well, there are plenty of reasons.
And what crime have I committed exactly? So I saw Carl at a party with his wife, and I thought it best not to get involved in your love life. You're punishing me because I didn't know what the right thing to do was.
No, because you didn't do the right thing.
And what would that have been? To come home and tell you straight away, would you have believed me? You'd have twisted it in some way and hated me for interfering. Look, I'm tired of being blamed when the person you should be blaming is getting off scot-free. I'm not taking it anymore, Amy. I understand you're hurting, but you've got to get a grip on your life.
You can't speak to me like this.
But you can speak to me however you want, is that right? You can do whatever you want. Last night, Alan was in pieces because he was so worried about you. Because he cares about you so much. And you couldn't even be bothered to call and let him know you were okay. Where on earth were you?
What do you care? Anyway, it's nothing to do with you. Just like my relationship with my dad is nothing to do with you.
Well, I will not let you hurt him anymore.
I'd never hurt him.
Not on purpose, but your actions...
I've had enough of this. I'm going to pack my stuff.
You can't just walk out.
Watch me.
I've written up a fact sheet so the stewards have something to refer to.
Sounds like a sensible idea.
Here's yours, Mum.
Thanks. I'll have a look once the cows are in the paddock. That's it. Good, 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 good.
Oh, and I've attached a map at the back. It's all pretty straightforward. At least one person's covering each section, although obviously I haven't included Marnie's.
Well, that's all right, as long as they keep an eye on the animals and the areas where the visitors will be congregating. You don't want to panic anyone. I mean, the stewards have got a right to enjoy the day as well.
Of course, I haven't told them about, you know, Dad's situation, but they're all aware there's been some vandalism in the area recently.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Pip, can you get the gate?
Sure.
Thought you'd have left by now.
Oh, I forgot I need to get the NFU stand out of the barn.
Amazing how quickly the three counties have come round again.
I know. I honestly don't know where this year's gone. Brian called. He's bringing the big combine over tonight, so you might have to move the tractor.
I'll add it to me to-do list.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting quite excited.
Yeah, so am I.
Have you started writing your talk yet?
I haven't thought about it, really.
I thought the secret of success was preparation.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'll manage to come up with something on the day.
She'll be marking you out of 10 next.
Yeah. What's this?
Just some background for the stewards for Sunday.
Oh, this is excellent, Pip. Oh, I really appreciate what you're doing.
That's okay. Anyway, I'm enjoying myself.
And so far, nothing from the police patrols.
No. Well, you know what they say about no news.
Oh, look at the time. Josh and Ben are going to miss the bus if they don't get a move on.
Oh, don't worry, love. I'll drop them at the bus stop. Right, better fetch this stand. I'll see you this afternoon.
You have a good day.
Bye, Dad.
Brenda. She needs to know what time to bring the burger van over. Oh, that reminds me. I must talk to Jill about the baking, see how many cakes she's bringing.
I know the answer to that. Lots and lots.
Shall we check the lambs?
Yeah. Mum, you know Josh has been sorting out photos for the display?
Oh, yeah. How's he getting on?
Well, I thought he was going to use the ones that I'd chosen. You remember when I did them a couple of years ago? But he's decided to pick his own.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, loads of people said how informative mine were.
Maybe his will be too. Anyway, it needs to be slightly different every year, otherwise it might be a bit boring for people who've already been. Maybe just let him do it his way, hmm?
Okay.
He's been quiet the past couple of days, don't you think?
I hadn't noticed.
I tried asking how he's feeling, but you know what he's like. I think he's putting on a brave face.
Well, I can talk to him later if you like.
Well, that'd be great. If he's worried about anything, it's best not to bottle it up.
Although, he's probably just embarrassed about his photos.
I'll pick you up from here after school, okay?
Bye, Anna.
See you later, Josh. Bye, Ben.
Have a good day, darling. Hiya, Matt.
Darryl, where are you?
I just walked Anna to the bus stop.
Shouldn't you be on your way to work by now?
Yeah, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
All right.
I won't be late or anything.
Right, well, the thing is...
Yeah?
I need to have a chat with you, face to face.
Okay.
Can you come to the office at lunchtime?
The office?
Yeah, say 1 o'clock.
Yeah, all right, I'll be there.
See you later.
See ya.
Hi, Darryl.
Oh, hiya.
How's Anna doing?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's looking forward to the summer concert.
Oh, yeah, Josh said it's going to be an extravaganza this year.
Sounds like it. Anna's practising for a solo.
Oh, right. How's work?
All right.
You don't sound too sure.
You never know in my game, David. You think you're all right and then suddenly the job's over and you're back to square one. Which usually means the job centre.
Ooh, it's tough.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd better be off.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
Yeah, see ya. Amy! How long are you going to be?
What are you doing?
Asking her to get a move on.
You can't do that.
Why?
Well, she hasn't been in there that long.
25 minutes, Alice.
Yeah, well, it's different for girls.
Couldn't she have waited for me to go first?
Can you keep your voice down?
Why should I?
Chris, please. She's very sensitive right now. Yeah, anyway, she didn't know you had to be out so early.
And what's with the suitcase?
Well, I said you could stay a while.
What?
She had a fight with Usha.
How long is a while?
I'm not sure.
Alice.
Nah. See? Patience is a virtue.
Well, tell them to stuff it. I don't care what they think they signed. No, they should have read the small print.
Excuse me. Lillian told me I could come in.
Yeah. Sit down. Nah, we agreed 800. I'm not budging. Now, you go and earn the commission I'll pay you. Sorry about that. Little local difficulty.
It's okay.
These are hard times, Darryl.
I know.
Occasionally you have to be cruel to be kind in business, know what I mean? And sometimes you just have to be cruel. You all right?
Do you mind if I say something, Matt?
No, go ahead.
I thought we were getting on okay. I mean, I thought I was doing well. I'm always on time. I do me work and I don't believe you can get better than me for the price.
Okay.
Point is, whatever you think... I reckon I'm worth something.
I agree. That's why we're doing this here, in my office.
I just needed to have me say. That's all. If you want to let me go, there's nothing I can do about it.
Hang about. Who said anything about letting you go?
Why am I here, then?
Because I'm very impressed with your work. And with you.
What?
And I want to promote you to site manager.
Me?
Yes, you.
Seriously?
I'm not really in a joking mood today, Darryl.
Site manager?
Yeah, you'll still do hands-on work. But you'll take some responsibility for keeping the subcontractors on schedule and the supplies on site. There's a small pay rise in it, all above board, of course. I know what the wife's like. So, offer's on the table. And if you do accept, I hope we can continue to develop a fruitful working relationship. If that doesn't sound too slushy. So, what'd you say?
I do.
Good man. Right, I'll get my jacket and we'll go and celebrate.
But I haven't finished installing the baseboards in the bedrooms.
Word of advice, when the boss tells you to clock off, just do it.
All right.
How does the point sound?
Perfect. Do you mind if I just phone Ilona? Give her the good news. She'll be made up.
Be my guest.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you so much.
Nah, pleasure's all mine.
Hello.
Hi.
How was your day?
Not bad. Sorry if I was a bit grumpy this morning, you know, about the bathroom.
I'm sorry for not being more considerate.
I should have asked Amy to wait. You've been great about her these past few weeks. I know it hasn't been easy.
I'll survive.
Come here. So did you get to the stables on time?
Yeah.
Good. Want a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love one. So where is she?
She's gone to the shop. Said she'll cook for us this evening. Say thank you.
Right.
Sweet of her, isn't it?
Yeah. And the wing vibration experiment?
Oh, I didn't make it.
Why?
Well, Amy and I were here and we were talking. I lost track of the time and then it had got too late.
Alice, that lab time's important.
Oh, so is she.
You can't let your work go. I mean, you're going to have to make those hours up.
Yeah, and it will. Next week. Of course, even if I'd have gone in, I wouldn't have been able to concentrate.
What do you mean?
I'm just getting so worried about her. She's not eating or sleeping.
Are you sure?
I can't help it. She's my friend.
You sure that's the only thing?
Alice.
I've
seen what affairs do, Chris. It hurts. I just want to protect her.
You can't, though, can you? She just has to work through it and move on.
Well, exactly. And if she's going to do that, I've got to do something radical.
Oh, no. You sound like you've got a plan.
She'll only understand what a loser Carl is if she sees him face to face.
What's that got to do with you?
Well, I've got to make it happen.
So you're getting more involved?
Well, she won't be able to handle it on her own. Not the way she's feeling.
Alice.
Oh, she's home. I'll go and help her with the shopping.
I obviously spoke too soon. I mean, this is really good.
Oh, I'd forgotten so many things. Oh, do you remember when this one was born? He was so tiny.
Yeah, we didn't think he was going to make it.
And this is when the front loader on the tractor packed up. Look at your dad's face.
He's not too happy, is he?
Oh, seeing all these photos together. You know, suddenly I'm beginning to appreciate how many adventures we have here.
Mm. Oh, Dad, you have to look at this.
Yeah, what is it?
Brookfield's magic moment.
According to Josh.
Oh. Has he put that together himself in a week?
It certainly has.
My favourite's this one of the house. Looks like a postcard. Did you take that, Dad?
No, Josh took that. Oh, look at that view.
It really is beautiful.
Yeah. Where is he anyway?
Skyping Phoebe, I think.
Oh.
Oh, Mum, you should have heard him earlier. We were talking about the police and everything.
What did he say?
That he's really glad you're going ahead on Sunday. He said it would be wrong not to do it.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it is. Right, I'll make a start on dinner.
Oh, what are we having?
Chilli and rice.
Shall I do the onions?
Yeah. I spoke to Jill. She's making enough cakes to feed the 5,000. Actually, she could do with some of your help, Pip.
Oh, okay, I'll pop round in the morning.
It might be nice to take Ben with you.
All right.
Bert said that he's helping you with the farm tour.
That's right. He's going to tell some of his stories.
Have we got an 18 certificate?
I'll try and divert the crowd's attention.
Well, you never know. The Beast of Ambridge might turn up.
Now, that would be competition for Bert.
I've got some news. I've booked a table for us all tomorrow night at the Bull. I thought we could do with a bit of relaxation before the hard work kicks in.
Oh, brilliant.
And I thought we could also celebrate your birthday, Ruth.
Oh, thanks, David. That's a lovely idea.
Can Spencer come?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. I'll go and call him now.
Right. Hey. Mm. Are you happy?
Very. I'm glad we didn't back out. Feels so good when we all come together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've got an inkling that Sunday's going to be a day to remember.